This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Gave it to the visitor. And David said, "Surely this man will die." And oh, I remember the words of Nathan when he said, "Thou art the man." So David now sees that he was the man that did this wrong. And with that, we see the consequences that God lays upon David. One of them, he tells him that David will have trouble in his house throughout. And then the sad part, he says that your child shall die. Now this is an important message here because David teaches me something, and I hope that you get it. But we see that when David saw that the baby was sick, David fasted for 7 days. He wasn't eating. He was not even cleaning himself up, changing his clothes. He was just mourning for this baby while it was alive. But we see what happens. The baby dies, and then David gets up and cleans himself up. What is this telling us? It is telling us, one, that during the time David was sorrowing for that baby, God tells us that we are going to sorrow. And we saw that last week with John chapter 11, where verse 35, where Jesus wept. Jesus wept to show us His humanity. And He showed us that it wasn't for a long time. Jesus wept is the shortest verse in the Bible because God doesn't want us to weep long. Because He doesn't want us to sorrow as those that have no hope. Here's how I know that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. Listen to this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others that have no hope." You see, we're going to sorrow, but we're not going to sorrow as those that have no hope. If we say we believe in Christ, we must believe that He has the power over death. And I love it what He says in Matthew 5:4. "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." So what we see here is that David was mourning for the child. And then when he found out that the child was dead, David did something. What did he do? Verse 20, 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 20. It says, "Then David arose from the earth, washed and anointed himself, and changed his apparel, and came into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him, and he did eat." David let go. David realized that his son was dead, and he let go. This is what we must do with our loved ones. We must release them and let them go. Now, look at Romans 8:18. It says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared unto the glory that shall be revealed in us." Now, we must let God take control.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.